Okay. Today's Daphim Hey, we're going to start last word, three lines from the bottom of Mem Dalet Amud Beis. So the Gemara is now going to bring a brisa that's going to explain or list when, if you have a Na'ar Murasa, and who is Mizana, the Na'ar Murasa Mizana, the Pasuk says she's supposed to be stoned, Pesach Beis Avia. So the Gemara and brisa now is going to bring a bris, and that's like it says in the Parsha of Moshe Shemra, when do we stone her in front of the house? When do we stone her in front of the Beis Din? The Amar Murasa and the Moshe Shemra says that the Misa is by Skila, but sometimes it's going to change to Chenek. Okay, so Tani Shila. Shila said, Shila learned, Shalosh Midos Banara. There are three different ways that the Misa can be done when it comes to a Nara. Here we're talking about a Nara HaMeurasa who was Mizana. Number one, ba'u la edim. It's not for her, but I guess against her. Ba'u la edim, who testified now. Ba'u la edim bebeis chamia shezinsa bebeis avia. She's now married, living in her father-in-law's house, right? Beis chamia. So she's living with her husband. So she's married, and the edim come and testify shezinsa bebeis avia that she was mizana when she was in arusa when she was in her father's house. Shezavia. So she is now married. Testifying about the prior to the marriage and that she mizana in her father's house, turned to Talmud Aleph. Soklin osa al Pesach beis avia. In this instance, the skila takes place in front of her father's house because that's what the pasuk says. In emes hayah adavar hazeh below nimsa besulin lanara v'hotziyah tanaro Pesach beis avia v'saklua. And the reason why we do it in front of the father's house is to say klomar, look reu gedulim shegidaltem. Look what you raised. Look what you raised, the punishment in front of you. Look what you raised, Rashi says. From this house came this terrible thing. But let's say, that the Edim come and testify that she was Mizana now during the engagement, the betrothal period, right? When she was in Beis Avia, and she still is in Beis Avia. So they testify that during her Erisin, that she was Mizana during her Erisin. Then, Solkun Osa al Pesach Shari'ir, we stone her at the gate of the city in which that she was Mizana, because the Pasuk says there, Ki hayo, ki yin nara basula murasal ish, when we saw ish by ear, vishachavimah, vodseisim ishneim el shar ha'ir ha'i, it's the gate of the city, uskal temosam avim amesu. Now since she was, I guess, so why don't we do it in front of the father's house to say that this is, so the Ritva points out is because we do it in front of the father's house is because the first case, she was already living in the husband's house. So we do it in front of the father's house so everybody knows that this took place by the front of the father, not the husband. But here, when she's still living in the father's house, you don't need that extra kicker, so to speak, because everyone knows it took place in front of the father's, in the father's house. Okay, so that
is independent of the husband claiming
that, right? This is Adam came, just Bo Adam and testified. Sarcha. So in that Sarcha we say she was Mizana, Ulavisov Bagra. Let's say she was Mizana when she was an Ara, but before they did Hamad Bedin, she turned into a Bagra. Tidon Bechenek. Now we no longer stay, so I guess because she has a physical change in her body, she's no longer an Ara, and she's now a Bagra when it comes to Hamad Bedin. So the Misa changes. The Misa should be Chayv, and Amarasa, who is Mizana, she gets Skila, but here, because Sof Bagra, Tidon Bechanet, she gets strangulation instead. Okay.
She committed a sin as an Ira, so why can't she...
Because Hamad Bedin, according to this, the Hamad Bedin is the determining... No, it says Hamad Bedin is the determining factor. That's what it says. Right? Rashi says, Tidon Bechanet. I thought you asked me, does it sit well by me that she gets stoned or strangled? Tidon b'chenek. Ki heichi di ilu zanai hashta lav skila yikla elechenek. Because if she would have been mizana now, she would not have gotten skila, she would have gotten chenek. The chiksiv skila bezinsanara ksiv. Shenemar ki yenara besula. So hashta nami b'chenek. The kevan, the shtani gufa, since her body changed, right? Bein chet la mother bedin, ishtan the katal of the hashta. So the death penalty, according to this, goes according to the moment in time where you have Hamad Bedin. We've seen this throughout the past couple of weeks, that Hamad Bedin is a determining factor. Does it sit with me? Yeah, it sits with me, because that's what the Brisa says.
Well, it's not like, American law is not like that. You don't go away, you know, the guy committed the murder at 15, now we bring it to trial at 19. Well, he's an adult now. You
okay.
Don't go away with that, do you?
No, but so here we're talking about the change in the, here that we, the Talmudic assumption changes. I'm not making any, not just because American law does it one way, it doesn't bother me that the Talmudic law does it something else. It doesn't bother me. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to explain this third way. Right, this third way that Shila says that we go according to the time of the penalty. That if she was a Bogeres at that moment, she gets Chenek, even though, when, like you said, even though she was Nischai of Miso when she was a Nara. So the Gemara is going to ask from this, from another Brisa. They seem to see a Mestira that the next Brisa is going to say that no, it doesn't change. Here, Shila said it does change. So the Gemara says,
this is the worst.
Shila is on the highest level. It's the worst level.
The worst.
Right. Lemain.
Is there a pasuk that says that a
naro
gets
skila? Yeah, both pasukim. It says votzia vesavia v'usakalua, which is on her. The other pasuk says by
only a naro, not a bogus. That's what I'm
asking. Yeah, a bogus gets chenek. Okay. I mean, that's your question about whether it's more serious mis or not. It's a point of departure for Kiv Eger. He asks, how could she get chenek at all? If the only reason she's getting a death penalty was there was hasra. Right, so the hasra that they gave her back then must have been we gave her a hasra that you don't do this because you're going to get skila, but now she's getting chenek, so it was out of valid hasra. So Rekiv Eger says, well, it's a lesser included offense. So it's just because if you're giving hasra for skila, it includes all the lower level or the lower level level of misas. Or the answer is that you don't have to give hasra. You can go with my numbers. You have to give hasra specifically that what type of misa you're going to get. You say if you do this, you're going to get misas bezin, then it's covered anyway. Okay, so the Gemara says, Lemaimra, according to Shila, the Chol Hecha Dishtane Gufa Ishtane Katola, is that you're trying to tell me that from here, you see that any time that the body changes, a physical change in the body, that changes the death, meaning you go according to the Shas Hamad Bedin, and not according to when the crime took place? Well, I'll ask you a question for the following Brysa. So, Riminhi, we have another Brysa. Nara Hamurasa Shazinsa. So you have a Nara Murasa, she was Mazana when she was Muresis. Umisha Bagra, when she got so that's what happened when she got older and married. Hotzila Shemra, not literally because here he was right. The Bailin brought witnesses that she was Mazana when she was still a Mu'reses. So who ain't no loke the ain't no semein smeyasela? If it turns out to be false, so the typical punishment for the husband is he gets malchus and he's supposed to pay a fine. But here he doesn't get malchus, doesn't pay the fine. Mara will explain why because. When did his sin take place? His sin took place after, when she was older, and his fine and the malchus go when she's a nara. But we'll get to that later in the Gemara. But he was imomeha, she and her adam zomim makdimim lebeis haskila. We wake up early in the morning, and if it's true, we take them to the skila. So first the Gemara says, wait a second, he was imomeha slakadaitach. It can't be her and the zomim. It's one or the other. If she's going to skila, that means the witnesses are good. If the witnesses are getting skila, that means she was mazamim them, and she's not getting skila. So the Gemara says, no el ohi ozomimem makdim beis skila. The misa penalty for her is skila, and therefore kasha zaman would mean that if they become huzam, then they get skila as well. But you see from this brisa that if she was a bogeres at the time of the hotzah shemra, even though she was mechayev for the znus when she was an amarasa, she still gets into skila. I mean, it's not a shtani gufa, shtani misa according to this brisa. This brisa says, like you said, you go according to when the crime took place. The crime took place when she's an Ara. Right. She was Mechayev Skila then. She's not going to be Mechayev Skila now. But according to Shila, the Misa should have changed. It should have changed because he says Sarkal Sof Bagra Tido Mechanek. So you have a steer between Shila and the Brisa.
Because Zomim would get Skila, and why
should
she
get Chenek?
Really?
Because
she's now very
because
young.
Are you
saying
the
Zomim should really get
Chenek? No, she gets Skila also. It says He was Zomim. She also gets Skila. So Gemara says. Difficult here to explain. Yeah?
Because the punishment has to fit the age that the person is when they get the punishment.
Well, or do you go according to when the crime wasn't committed? The crime?
Yeah.
That seems to, that's the machlokas between the Shila and this Brisa. So Amar Rava says, Motzi Shemra Kamarta? Don't bring something from Motzi Shemra. Motzi Shemra itself is a chiddush. Because Motzi Shemra has its own shinoi, and that shinoi doesn't change anything. Meaning the Motzi Shemra talks about, I think I say it outside, so I'm going to say it. Motzi Shemra talks about a husband when they're married, telling us about what she did before they were married. So that's it's not a physical status change, but it's a legal status change. And even though you had this legal status change, we still give her skila. Because if someone is mezane when they're married, the din is chanek. Here we say, a nara murasa with mezane gets skila. And Moshe Shemra, she still gets skila, despite the fact that her status changed. Because the whole concept of motzi shemer only takes place after the marriage. So Gemara says, Amarava motzi shemer kamarta, shani motzi shemra de chiddush. Motzi shemra is different because it's a chiddush. Chiddush means it goes against, it's a rule breaker, right? That's, everything in the Torah is a chiddush. But chiddush means it goes against the established rules. Shani motzi shemra de chiddush. Daha nechlas ala chupa. Let's say she would have gotten married. Velo nivla ba'alma. Machlokes where the Gersa stays in there. But then she never had bia. She never had bia with her husband. Even if she didn't, and Tosafot points out, even if she didn't, if she did have bia. Vizinsa. But she was mezana. I mean, she was mezana after marriage. That's bechenek. That's bechenek. She gets strangulation. Ve'ila motzi shemra. But motzi shemra, who's motzi shemra on his wife after marriage, with Adim and everything that took place during Erisin, she would get skila. Despite the fact that the Shas HaMadad Bedin, she would be a woman who would typically be Chayiv Chenek. You see, Motzi Shemra is a rule breaker anyway. So Motzi Shemra, you see, that change of status doesn't do anything. So that's only by Motzi Shemra. The case of Sheila was Bo Edim. It wasn't the case of Motzi Shemra. So maybe there's a difference between Motzi Shemra and Bo Edim.
Yeah,
so,
I don't know, just getting into the Tzis, this whole case. If you get the husband bring it, two Edim, see someone doing Mizane, and she's an Ahusa, then they wait 8 months for the husband. They have to go, they only have their responsibility to now go to Beis, and we saw a married woman,
right,
gave her a straw. Don't they go to Beis, or they go home and have a nice life, and then only come if the husband's old?
That's the case.
Right, but it seems like every case, because Motzi Shemra, if he's right, she gets skila or whatever.
Motzi Shemra, right? if he's right, that means he's Motzi Shemra, that she had znus. It usually takes place the day of, that she had znus when they were, and then he finds Azim.
Which involved finding Adam. And the Adam would not come forward unless he...
Guess not.
Why is that? They saw someone...
Ask them.
What?
Ask them.
Seriously, does that make any sense?
You keep asking questions.
No, but it makes sense.
It makes sense, because that's the case the Gemara brought.
I give her a straw.
That's the case that the Gemara brings. What do you mean?
Marry life until someone...
That's the entire Gemara.
That's the whole, I don't understand the concept. If I see someone committing murder, I warn them, and I say, all right.
Right.
And they commit murder.
Okay.
I go home, and I wait till the guy calls me.
He goes home. Why? So there was a backlog on Beis Din. It's a criminal court in the Bronx. You can sit in Rikers for 2.5 years until your case is called. I don't know. You can find a million mitzvahs to act for it to be delayed.
It sounds like the husband asking you.
This case is all wrong on this. You're assuming that these cases actually even happened.
Well, that's a different case.
Yeah, you're assuming that this case actually happened.
The Gemara. I'm asking one of the mitzvahs.
The Gemara is just bringing you down things for us to learn things. This may never happen. How do you possibly go and have two people gave witness to somebody that they watched them do something?
That's a different thing. That you're just learning out to the law. But
tomorrow,
you can find plenty of cases when there's a delay in the court. The judges aren't there. The thing, Hamad Bedin doesn't mean to bring the case to court. Hamad Bedin means that you have a psak.
If it wasn't for the husband fomenting trouble,
right,
these guys would live a merry life, even though they just saw someone. It's not like they're only coming in response to the husband's call for Adam.
Okay, you're living in a time where there is no communication. There's no internet. There's no mail. So she goes and does something someplace else, at a place. They warn her. She does it, and then she disappears. And she comes. All of a sudden, she appears 400 miles away, where no one knows her. So now the husband brings a case, and he starts searching around. I can come if you want to come up with Matzias. You can come up with Matzias.
I would think they would then go.
I heard what you said
to the court.
But
by the way,
I heard what you said. But there are cases where it wouldn't be that way. You can think of hundreds of cases where it wouldn't be that way. So Amar Rava, Motzi Shemra Kamarta, Shani Motzi Shemra Dechidushu, the Hanichas Lechupa Lo Nivah Ba'Alma Vezinta Bechenek Ilo Motzi Shemra Beskila. So the Gemara says, wait a second. What are you saying? You're comparing to me the change in legal status to a change in her physical status? It's not a comparison. He says, Amalei Rava, Vuhun Lebreder of Yeshua Rava, Dilma, Ki Chadis Rachmana. When does the Torah tell us the Chiddush that she still gets the skila penalty? Heichad Lo Ishtani Gufa. Where she doesn't, her body didn't change. She changed, now she's a Murasa, now she's a Nesua? Fine. But maybe the case that the Torah is talking about, when she was a Nara then, and she's a Nara now. Just there, she's a Nara Murasa, now she's a Nara that's married. But where her body changes, then the Torah does not make our Kiddush, have her judged based on the time of Znus. And therefore...
Why not if she's a Nara?
we give her a skila, and if she's a bungus, we give her chemik.
But Torah doesn't say that. Torah says that she gets a namarasa, gets skila. So we're trying to come up and say, oh, if her body changed. But the Brisa says, the Brisa says specifically that she gets skila. So much the Brisa is not making that distinction. So the Brisa, the second Brisa, is not making the distinction between whether her body changed or whether her legal status or her legal status changes. She gets skila. So that Brisa says, no matter what, we're judging her by the time, like Yossi said, we're judging her by that time when she committed the Aveira, which is a steer between the two Brisas. Because one Brisa says your body changes, means it changes. Brisa says body, it doesn't change. So Ella Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, oh, you know what? Ishtane velo ishtane tanoihi. That's a machlokas tanoim as to whether or not a status change, a legal status change, or a physical status change, changes the outcome, changes the judgment. Why? Ditnan. We have a Mishnah, I believe this is in Horios. Right? We have a Mishnah, Horios, yeah, the Mishnah says as follows. You have a Kohen Gadol or a Nasi. So you have an individual, they have different, if a regular person sins, he brings one type of Korban. If a Kohen Gadol sins, he brings another, a different type of Korban. A Nasi sins also brings a different type of Korban. So, Ditnan, Chatu Achelo Nismanu. You have a Kohen Gadol or a Nasi who committed a violation before Achelo Nismanu, before they were appointed to this new status of being a Kohen Gadol or the Nasi, right? The Nismanu, and then, so they did the sin, then they were appointed. Hare Henke Hedyotos. They are like Hedyotos in the fact that the carbon that they bring has to bring be the carbon of a Hedyot, of a regular person, which is a Kisba or a Seira. Rav Shimon says as follows, Im no delehem ad sholol nismanu, if they found out that they did the sin, carbon chatas is brought by shogeg. So they only found out that they committed a violated the sin, if they found out they violated the sin, ad sholol nismanu, prior to their appointment, then chayovim. Then they have to bring a carbon chatas like a hedjo, which is the kisbosira. But, mishen nismanu, if they only found out that they committed this violation post their appointment, then peturim. Then they are putter. So you see from here, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is going to be holding that yediyas hachet, when you find out that you did commit a sin, that's the determining factor of what the chiyuv karmen is. Not when you did it, when you find out, which is similar to hamad b'din of a naira. So, which is, that's going to be koveya her misa. Therefore, he says that Rabbi Shimon holds that since the yediyah, that since prior to the yediyah, they changed from a hedjot to a nasi or a kohen gadol. So then, therefore, the carbon is changed. And the Chachamim say that their carbon is not changed. And they still have to bring the carbon chatas. The carbon is not, it goes according to when they did the Aveira. So it seems to be, that's the Amar Chlokas over here, between the same two Brises. The Chachamim are going to say that the Shinoi Haguf that took place between the chatas and the Yediyah does not cause a change in the carbon. And therefore, they're going to hold like the second brisa, which said that the change from a nara to a bogeris does not change the misa and she would get skila. And Rabbi Shimon's going to hold that the shina haguf, the change to kohen gadol or nasi, does change the status of the carbon. The Rishonim asks, what's going on here? This is not a shinui the guf by the kohen. This is a shinui in the status. So because some could say, some try to bring down that maybe it really is a change in the body because of. Others say, listen, the Tosas brings out, he says, you're ain't a chanami. But if you can tell me that there's a change even by legal status, achas kind of a common, they're going to hold as a change by a physical change as well. Because a physical change, we said physical change is easier to allow for that assumption of a change in the Misa. So the Gemara says, no, it's not going to be a comparison. Because Amor does Shamin Leila Rabbi Shimon, the Azul Ach Basu Yediyah. Rabbi Shimon doesn't say you only go according to the Yediyah. He says you have to take the time of the Yediyah into consideration as well. But that's the only consideration. Rashi says, Klomar, let the Lamanda Amar. There is nobody here who holds Hacha, the Ishtane Karbon, Mishum Shinoi de Gufa. Rabbi Shimon, if Rabbi Shimon really held that this shinoi changes them, then why are they completely putter? Right? If that's the case, if it's a shinoi goof changes the punishment, then Basar Yediyah, we go according to when he knows, finds out he did the Aveira, so he found out he did the Aveira, now he's a Kohen Gadol, so bring the Kohen Gadol's carbon. Rabbi Shimon says he doesn't bring any carbon. Because Rabbi Shimon's going to hold, right? Rabbi Shimon's going to hold that you have to have a combination. It has to be, the yediyah and the shat and the chait have to be done in the same status. It's nothing to do with a change of status. He says, "Emo d'shmi le'Rabbi Shimon, the azul af basa yediyah, the azul basa yediyah, the lo basa chata mishamasle." We don't see anywhere that he goes only according to the yediyah and not according to the shas of the sin. Because im kain, if he was only going according to the time of the yediyah, leisei korban ki dahashta. He should bring a carbon based on the status now. A mashuach par, if he's the common god, he has to bring a par, but Nasi Sayer, then Nasi has to be a Sayer. Rav Shimon says, you're patur legamrei, because he's going to hold that in order to be chayav, you have to have both the yediyah and the chait take place at the same time, at the same status. It's not a poisonous, so therefore you can't compare the two. We haven't found a manda amar who holds like Shila's Raisa. So what is the Gemara? What's the way Gemara going to do now?
It's a funny issue because it's really he did a chait,
right?
Sure,
but there's a technicality. He doesn't have to bring the carbon because of technicality. And if technically you can't bring the carbon, then you can't bring the carbon to the base of Middash because you have the counter pressure of being cool in Lazara. You have to be obligated to bring it in order to bring something into the base of Middash.
Well, it's in his best interest to bring the carbon.
But he's stuck. It's in his best interest to not do the Veira. He did a Bishogig, so he's stuck. So that's another question. Does he get expiation? Does he figure out, is there a way that he can get kapara for that Veira? It seems to, according to Rav Shimon, he's stuck. Okay. Technicalities.
Yeah, Kippur
Mechaper on
he's
the
Kohen Gadol for that.
That's a question. So the Kohen Gadol himself could not get kapara. He's going to be Mechaper for everybody else. This guy, I don't know, if you look at the Gemara Horius, remember, talks about it. I'm not sure. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara says we got a problem now because we have Shila said one thing, and it was so sir in the Brisa. So the Gemara says Ha Amar Le Rabbi Yochanan the Tana Sanab, because Rabbi Yochanan said to the Tana, the Tana again was the megaphone type guy who was the one who recites the Brisas. Ha Amar Le Rabbi Yochanan the Tana Tini. So we have what do we have that Shila said? Case number three was Sarcha Ulusof Bagra Tidon Mechanek. He says no Tini Tidon Meskiwa. He says. So
he changes it
from chenek to skila, meaning even Shila agrees that the body change doesn't change the misa. Easy way, just change what he said, and therefore it makes more sense. Fine. Done. So the Gemara said, now the Gemara says, okay, the Gemara is going to bring down why she gets skila. Why is a Bokeres getting skila? The Torah said that only a Nara gets skila. So your answer is because go according to the Avera, but the time of the event. But the Torah says, "V'amai Nara Hamurasa Amarachmana." If you look at the parsha of skila by Znus, it says, read the whole pasuk. It says, "Kiyeh Nara Basula Mu'urasa Liish Umatzaah Ba'ir V'Shachavimar V'Otzesim Eshanehem El Sharir Hahi Uskaltem Osam Ba'avanim V'Mesu V'Esanara Al Devar Shalotzaka Ba'ir." The high bulgarity. The pasuk talks about an ara. Tosafot talks about the whole thing taking place when she's an ara. This is a bulgaris. It seems not to be what the pasuk is talking about. So Amar Ravila, Amar Kra, the pasuk says Hanara. It says Votziu es Hanara, right? Umesu es Hanara. I guess over there. So the word Nara there is
she was.
No, that doesn't. It's a heister kvar. Because the word nara over here, I guess, is extraneous. Why is it extraneous? Because it could have simply just said v'hotzi yuha. You don't have to say the nara. It's just like v'hotzi yuha. So nara is extraneous. To teach me nara is a heister kvar. It's enough if she was a nara at the time of the act. And if she's still considered a nara for this purposes, so long as the act took place when she was a nara. So in the end, Yossi, your argument carries the day. Yossi's question is, well, what's the hava mean? But the Gemara says, "Amalei Rav Chanina Rav Yila." If we're going based upon when the act took place, Ihachi. Remember, we said in the Mishnah that if he brings down the case after she's a bulgaris and he's proven to be fault to be wrong, so he doesn't get malchus, doesn't have to pay the fine. But if we're going according to when the act took place, Ihachi Milka Nami Luki Umei Sol Nami L'Shalim, he should pay it. So Rav Yila says to him, "Amalei Rachmana Nitzlam Haydaita." God should save us from your type of logic. He says back to him, "Adara Rachmana Nitzlam Haydaita Didach." Beautiful argument. You're wrong or you're wrong. The Gemara says, wait a second. So what time am I? Why is there in fact a chiluk between her punishment and his punishment? If the act took place when she's a Nara, so Gemara says, the answer is, simply her act took place when she was a Nara. His act is taking place when she's a Bulgaris, because she's only saying it now. For her, her maisa, what she did, caused the punishment. Vizeh and him, what would cause his punishment? Akimos sefas of garmelo. His speaking is what would cause the punishment. Zo maisa garmelo, because she's a nai, nara is a nai. When she was mezane, she was an ara. Zeh akimos sefas of garmelo. His speaking what would cause his problem. Amos kamechayev, when he would be mechayev with the onus, when did he commit the crime? Ahishaita, at this moment in time. Let's look at what she is at the time that he commits the sin. He commits the sin now after she's a bulgaris, so have ahishaita bulgaris have, and therefore there's no punishment of the malchus and the malchus and the fine.
While she was a naira, then it would be.
If she married him a naira and he smoked a shame when she was a naira, then he would get then the pasuk for him would take place. His punishment is only if the mochi shamer took place when she was a naira, not when she's a bulgaris. Right, but Rashi explained that further up on the Mishnah. If you look on the Mishnah on them, hey, the Eino Nosen Meisala, it's because he said it's like a third of the way down. He says, a little less than third of the way. He says, "Dechi ksiv v'yisur oso malkos v'onsu oso mamam binara ksiv." It's written that he gets that punishment when she's an ara. V'ze akima sefas of gormin lo leinosh. And here it's the moving of his mouth caused them to get punished. Kidemitaris l'kaman, like we're going to see later on, which we just saw. V'akima svasov. And when did he move his mouth? B'bulgaris have, when she was a bulgaris. That's why you have a difference between her punishment and his punishment. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, learning a brisa. Nara hamu urasa shezinsa. So you have a nam urasas, a betrothed girl, Nara, who was mezane. So sulkin osa al pesach beis aviv. We stone her in front of her father's house. Again, this is, we saw in the brisa before, that this is if the Edom came after the Nisuin to tell us that she was mezane while she was an arusa. So she stoned in front of her father's house. Ela pesach beis aviv. If there is no opening to her father's house, either he doesn't have a house or she doesn't have a father, the father's dead, one way or another, so then we default back to the next case, where Solkin also El Pesach Shari Irihi. Then we stone her at the gate of the city in which she committed the crime. Ba to Beir Sheruba Ovikachavim, if it is a city that is majority Akum, right? Then Solkin also a Pesach based him. We don't do this massive fanfare in front of the city. We just do it quietly, privately, and we do a stoning in front of the courthouse.
You don't invite the media.
You don't? Basically. Right. Basically. Kayotziv, there was no media. Kayotziv Adava Ta'omer. Similarly, we say, Ha'oved Oviveodus Chachavim, guy who worships idol worship. Solkin also Al Shar Sha'avad Bo. The skila is supposed to take place at the gate of the city in which he committed the crime. But to be ir serubo ovik chavim, if it is a city that is majority ovik chavim, then so can also al pesach based. And then again, we don't invite the media, we no fanfare, only do a random act of stoning in front of the bezdin, so nobody will find out about it. Okay, so the Gemara now is going to bring the source that the skila of a na'am urasa who doesn't have a pesach beis aviya, because the pasuk says el pesach beis aviya, but now we need a source to say that if she doesn't have a pesach beis aviya, the na'am urasa will get stoned in front of the city, and also we need a source that if most of the people in the city are akum, she gets stoned in front of the beis din, and then we need a source the same din. We need a source for the case for the guy who made, but we need a source of the dinim in the brisa. So we know any mili. No idea how often or infrequently it happened. I have no idea. Minani Mili. How do we know this?
Bezin killed once in 70 years.
It says a Bezin that killed once in 70 years is called a murderous Bezin. Doesn't mean they didn't do it. They could have done it and been called a murderous Bezin. I mean, they did. Okay. Minani Mili. Minani Mili. How do we know this? The Tanur Rabbanan. The Torah says, this is by the Ovid of Odin Kachavim. The Pasuk says, Votseso se Ishahu, O sa Ishahi, Asher Osu sa Dvaraze, Harahaze, El Sha'arecha, to your gates, Uskaltim Avon of the Mesa. When you stone them there, they die. So, Usharecha, we say, Ze Sha'ar Sha'avad Bo. Sha'arecha is the gate of the city in which they committed the sin. So, Ata Omer, Le Sha'ar Sha'avad Bo. Do you say that, maybe it doesn't mean the gate of the city where they committed the crime, maybe it's the gate of the city where they were judged. Maybe they were judged in a different city and you stoned them in the city where they were judged. So the Gemara says, no. Nemar sharecha lamata. It says, nemar sharecha lamata. And it says, nemar sharecha lamala. It says sharecha earlier on in the parsha. Ma sharecha omer lamayla sharecha avodbo. Just like the sharecha in the earlier part of the parsha is talking about the gate of the city in which they committed the crime. So af sharecha lamata, so to the gate where it mentions later on, where it talks about the punishment, is la sharecha avodbo. So what's the case? What is the sharecha lamala? That we know. The pasuk says over there, ki imotzi bekirbecha ba'acha sharecha asher Hashem lekecha no sin lach isho isho shayases harab inei Hashem lekecha lavod riso ve'elech ve'yavod olhim acherim ve'yishtachu lahem. So it says ki imotzi bekirbecha ba'achat sharecha. So that sharecha is saying in the city. You found him where? You found somebody doing a crime. So the sharecha there is where they did the crime. So sharecha later, the punishment is where they did the crime. Now we know that the punishment takes place, they get stoned in front of the city in which they committed the crime. What about how do we know the second din that if it is Rubo Akum, they leave that gate and you go in front of the Beis Din? Because it says Davar Acher She'arecha Velo Sharei Olichavim. It has to be your gate of your city, not the gate of a city that is Goyim, mainly Goyim. So Gemara says, wait a second, you're learning them both out from Sharecha Hasharecha Apkitke. You can't learn two things out from one word. You just learned Sharecha to teach you your gates. Now you're learning Sharecha to say, first one Sharecha to teach you the gate of the city. Now you learn Sharecha to the gate of your city. You're learning two things out from the same Sharecha. So Gemara says, it came name across Shar. It could have just said Shar. Ma Sharecha, Shar min atarti. Gemara does it. You'll be able to say that the Pasuk, the word, not only is the word extraneous, the way the word is written is not written the way it could typically could have been written, and therefore we learn the one limit out from the fact that it's extraneous, and one limit out from, well, not extraneous, one limit out from the, it seems to be a hekesh, lamala lamata, and one limit out because it could have been written differently. I don't know, if it was written differently, then would you have said, Ma Sharecha mur lamata? It wouldn't have been Sharecha, it would have been Shar. So I don't know. Okay. So now, Ashkan Avodas Chachavim. Now we know the Makor Adin for Avodas Chachavim, that he is stoned at the gates of the city he committed the crime in, and if not, if it's too many Goyim there, he's stoned in front of the base, in front of the Beis Din. Namu Rasa Min Alan. How do we know from Namu Rasa? Yes, this is right up your alley. Amir Rabbi Yavo, Gamar, we learned it as follows, Xavier Shava. It says Pesach by Namu Rasa, right? It says Tios HaNa'ara El Pesach Beis Aviya. And it also says Pesach by the Mishkan. It says Pesach by the Mishkan, which says Es Masach Pesach Shara Chatzera Shalom Mishkan. Right? It says, so it's Pesach Pesach. So now the Gemara says we compare Pesach by us to Pesach in the Mishkan. What's written by the Pesach in the Mishkan? By the Pesach in the Mishkan, it says Shar, because it says Es Masach Pesach Shara Chatzera. So just like the Pesach in the Mishkan is by the Shar, is by the gate, so to the Pesach by the Namu Rasa is by the gate. Right? And then we learn Shar Misharecha. And we learn Shar from the Namu Rasa as if it says Sha'arecha by the Avodah Zarah. In other words, where did that jump come from? I don't get it. It says, Rashi says it's a smach of the Rabbanim Alma. Just in a smach of the Rabbanim Alma. So it's only in the Rabbanim of where she gets. I don't know. Right. I'm not sure the second jump.
And if you do skila in a place that's not, what happens? She doesn't get.
It's la mitzvah. It's la mitzvah. It's not la akiv. It's la mitzvah. This is where you're supposed to do it.
It's a mitzvah, or just how
it's supposed to be done. And if Beis Din does it in the wrong place, she's dead. But Beis Din did it wrong.
You don't have to kill her again.
Beis Din did it wrong. I don't think it's possible to kill her again.
Yes, Marcel, he's a plastic surgeon.
What? Can you kill somebody a second time?
I don't think so.
Can the angels dance on the pin of a needle? I just think it's the mitzvah. That's what Beis Din's supposed to do. It's supposed to do it in this place. And then in this place, they did something wrong. Okay. So now, fine. Next. There is going to be a Mishnah, or tomorrow's daf, I believe. Is it tomorrow's daf or is it a brisa on tomorrow's daf? It's a brisa for tomorrow's daf on daf mem vav. That there's a machlokas tanoim when it comes to the parsha of Motzi Shemra. According to Rabbi Yezer ben Yaakov, all the psukim in the parsha of Motzi Shemra, you have to take them at the literal face value. They're talking about a person who marries a woman, and after his bia, he claims that he did not find her basulim. He searches out for edim and fine. according to Chachamim, the parsha can be even talking about a case where he doesn't have bia with her, meaning somebody tells him about it, right? He didn't have bia, and then he finds the edim. Someone told him about him. So there's a machlokas at whether or not you interpret the psukim literally, because it says ba'alea, or is it could even be if he didn't have bia with her. So Tana Rabbanan, we learn in a brisa, hamotzi shemra, someone who's mochi shemra on his wife, that she was mazana after the erusin, he brought edim, and they became edim zomim, or they were knocked out. So he's out. So loka, his punishment is, he gets malchus, v'nosin me'asala, and he has to pay 100 seller. Rabbi Yehuda omer, lilkos loka mikol makom. He gets malchus no matter what. Meaning whether he had bia before he was mochi shemra, or whether he didn't have bia before mochi shemra, before he was mochi shemra, he still would get malchus. But me'asala, to pay the fine of the me'asala, that's ba'al nosein, lo ba'al eno nosein. Then that he gets that. That's dependent on when he was ba'al or not. The Tana Kama says Tana Kama doesn't seem to say anything. The Tana Kama says Tanakama seems to indicate that no matter what, Mochi Shemra, no matter what, she gets both. And Rabbi Yehuda seems to say that he only gets Malkos for both instances, but he would only have to pay the fine if there was actual Bia. So Kamiflagi beplukta the Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Rabbanan. They're arguing in the same machlokas between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanan. Bahaki Ka'amar, this is how we can explain the Brisa. Hamochi Shemra, someone who's Mochi Shemra, Loke v'nosin me'asala. This is he gets malchus and he has to pay the fine. Bain shalom baal. Whether he had the bia or not, even he's Moshe Shemra, he gets both punishments. That's kerabanan. That goes according to Rabbanan on tomorrow's daf, who say that the onesh of the Moshe Shemra is said whether or not he had bia with her or not. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says lulkos loke mikol makom. He gets malchus no matter what, whether he was baal or not. But me'asala baal no sein, lo baal eino no sein. He only has to pay the fine if he had beer with her. That's Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. That's going to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, who says the punishment is only if he had beer. We have to look at the pasuk and the pasuk. So why is he getting malchus for? Why is he getting malchus? He was a baal her. So Rashi says, look at Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Says the Amalek Kaman. He says later on, Lo Nemar Parshas Mochi Shemra El Kishabal. The whole Parsha of Mochi Shemra is only said if the husband had Bia and then was Mochi Shemra. Hilkach Me'asela Lo Mechayvin Le El Kishabal. Therefore, he doesn't have to pay the fine unless he had Bia. Ah, Val Malkos, why is he getting Malkos? He shouldn't be getting Malkos either. That's the Mishum Azharos Lo Tachil Telech Rachel. Be'amecha, because he's a slanderer. He's getting Malkos for violating that crime. Who lucky? Ba'fil Lo Bal the Halach Rachel. He's not getting Malkos for the Mochi Shemra. He's a slanderer. He's getting malchus for that avera.
Since when you get malchus for that? Where is that written?
Which is alav.
You get malchus.
According to this, you get malchus. I have imishum to have a lav sheimbo maisa, but like Marcel asks, lav sheimbo maisa. How are you getting malchus for? He didn't do anything, right? So he says, Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei. Rabbi Yehuda goes to shita so the amar. He says on malchus not beis and beis lav sheimbo maisa lokin alav. He says, yeah, you get malchus for lav sheimbo maisa. He argues with Marcel. Marcel goes according to Allah. Rabbi Yehuda said something differently, that you do get malchus. That's why he's getting malchus. So that's the first way to read the brisa. Ika d'amri, there are those who say, read as follows. Kulo, meaning both the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, they both hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. They both hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That means you need bia for the parsha and the punishments of Moshe Shemra to take effect. Right, v'hachik amar, and this is how you read the brisa. Hamochi shemra loke v'nosein me'asala. Mochi shemra has to get malchus for mochi shemra and pays the fine. V'hushabal, that's only if he had bia. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Lilkos loke mikol makom. He'll get malchus no matter what, because he'll get malchus no matter what because of lo sachil tzeilech rachil be'amecha, and therefore, because he says a lav she'imo ma'isa, you get malchus. But the chiyav me'asala is going to be talking directly on whether you had bia or not in the mochi shemra. Therefore, this machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim is not a machlokas as to when the parsha of mochi shemra applies, baal or lo baal. It only applies when baal. Their machlokas is whether you get malchus on a lav she'imo ma'isa. Okay.
No, I was saying you get malchus either way.
According to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Chachamim, you only get malchus if you do bia. In this Ikad Amri, everyone's holding like Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, that you only get the punishments of Mochi Shemra if there's Bia.
Yeah.
So Chacham is saying you're only going to get the Malchus if there's Bia. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you'll get Malchus no matter what, but not because of Moti Shemra. You get Malchus because Lo Sachar Velach Velmecha, because of the Lav.
Rabbi Yehuda says that you always get Malchus, but the fine...
Right, therefore, he's agreeing you're not getting the Malchus because of Moti Shemra. You're getting the Malchus because, not because of the parts of Moti Shemra, you're getting the Malchus because of the parts of Lo Sachar Velach Velmecha. And the Chachamim will say you don't get Malchus in this case, they're going to say because, you violate Lo Sachar Velach Velmecha, but it's a Lashem Velmeisa. So then the second Brisa, in the first Brisa, their Machlokus is whether we hold like Rabbi Ben Yaakov or hold like the Chachamim. And the second Brisa, the second in Manda Ika the Amri, they hold or hold like Rabbi Ben Yaakov. Their Machlokus to whether or not you get Malchus below Baal is whether or not you hold that Alav Sheim B'Maisa, you get Malchus.
So why does it depend on whether they had
Bia?
Is it
fulfilling
the Pasuk, you mean?
Yeah. Because the Pasuk says Baal.
It's still Alav Sheim B'Maisa whether they had Bia or not.
No, Alav Sheim B'Maisa, but that, when they've been right, correct, but then it's a Chiddush in the Pasuk. Then the pasuk says, the pasuk tells you, the pasuk is giving you the rule, despite the fact that typically the pasuk is a chiddush. But when does that chiddush apply? That chiddush only applies if you're baal. But Yehuda says, even if you're not baal, I can get you malchus from somewhere else. So the Gemara says, really? That's where Yehuda holds. The savar of Yehuda lukos lo kamikol makom, whether it be or not. But Tanya, you have another brisa that says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer baal loke lo baal ain't a loke. No, he holds clearly that in order to get Malchus, you have to do Bia. But if there's no Bia, there's no Malchus. Not even for Selech Rachel B'Amecha. There's no Malchus. So Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, or Nachum Bar Yitzchak says, no, Loke, in the first Brisa, where Rabbi Yehuda says you get Malchus no matter what, that is Malchus Mardus Midrabanan. That's only Midrabanan. Because, I think he says, not locum, we call Malkum to Amr Malkus Marus Darabana. That's what he did in the Rabbana. Midar Rice, you're right, in the Hanami. He doesn't get Malkus because the parsha only applies to Baal. But low Baal, he'll give you Malkus Midar Rabbana. Not the real.
Right,
not the
slander.
And I'm not sure what it's for.
Well, in the case of.
It's a case of Moshe Shemra.
Right.
Rabbi Yehuda.
But if you're an honest girl, you don't get Malkus Midar Rabbana.
Right, because I guess Rabbi Yehuda's going to say that. Because the parsha, when the parsha specifically tells you that you get Malchus in this instance, the parsha is telling you only get Malchus for this in this scenario. After Rabbi Yehuda Savar Shabachol Malkum Lav Shem B'Maisa Lokin Lav Mikol Malkum Gilsa HaTorah Lagav Moti Shemra She'ino Lokin Lo Baal. The Maram Shif. That's what he says. Okay. So the Gemara. That's answer number one. Rav Papa Amar. Rav Papa says answer number two. My Baal Loki at the Katani Hasam. What does it mean? What does it mean in the second case that Malchus over there? Rapapa Amar, my Baal Loke the Katani Hasam. The second Brisa where he says the Yehuda says you get Malchus, right? It means money. It means you have to pay because you have to pay. Malchus means payment. Mar says really the Karli Mam Malchus. You call Mamon Malchus. We do that. Vatanya, we're following Bryce. The guy says, "Homer chatzi erki alai." Guy erichin, right? You say my half of my value is an erichin. So notin chatzi erko. He gives half of the erichin. He was makadosh half of his value, so he pays half of the value. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, no loke v'nosin erich shalem. He gets malchus and he has to pay a full amount. Mar says loke. Amai, why is he getting Malchus? What did he violate? What law did he violate? He says, Amar Papa, be'erach sholem. He gets hit in the pocketbook, basically. That's what the Malchus is. He gets hit in the pocketbook, and you force him to pay the full amount. Why? Why are you forced to pay the full amount? My time, you had this gezerah. Gezerah chetzi erko otu erach chetzio. Because you're making there are two ways. You can say that I am ma'arech half my value, or you can say I am ma'arech half of me.
Why are you getting Malchus here?
You're not getting Malchus, you have to pay. That's what we just said. We said in this instance, Malchus means payment. Start again. He says, Rapapa Amar, my Baal Loke, when Rabbi Yehuda says, gets Malchus, what does that mean? The Katani Hasam, it's Mamon. It's a monetary payment. I've been calling the Mamon Malchus. When do we ever call Mamon Malchus? And we call Mamon Malchus, and we have the case in Erechin. Tanya, Haomer Chatzi Erke Elai, I'm going to be Ma'arech half of my value, Notin Chatzi Erko. The Tanakama says, that was his neder, half the value. His value is 30, pay 15. Rav Yosi, Rav Yehuda, Omer, Loke, Venosin, Erech Shalim. No, he gets Malchus, and he pays the full amount. Loke, Amai. Why is he getting Malchus? No, it means, Omer Papa, Loke, in quotes, Be'erach Sholem. He gets hit in the pocketbook and he has to pay the full amount.
Loka V, that's why it's a funny thing.
Loka. Right, but they're explaining that Loka here means has to be a payment because there's no Malkus involved here. But why do we make him pay the full amount here? So we make him pay the full amount here because Zera Chatzi Eriko, we make Xera when he says half of my value, Atu Erech Chetzio. If a guy says, I am Arich half of me, right? I'm Arich half of me. The Erech Chetzio Havile Eivrish and Neshama Tluyabo. If you say I'm the Arich half of me, that means you're Arich the whole thing. Because we say half of a body cannot survive. So if you say I'm Arich half of the body, that means automatically I'm Arich my whole body.
Maybe that's all he has.
Then he's dead.
No. So let's say he's worth 100. He only has $50.
Okay. What does that mean? The Erech is a set amount. It's a set amount.
Where's the word Loka adding? Nothing really. Just say no.
It's just it's a figure of speech. He's going to get wild in the pocketbook. So how does that go back? So that goes back to tell us. Yeah, some people.
Sometimes
it's harder.
Sometimes
we had the whole thing. Some people.
No,
it could have, but it didn't. So it says this. Why does it say this? It says this to tell you that it means Malkos. So it goes back to, now you go back to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Lukos Lokim Mikol Makom, is that basically he gets the payment. But if he gets the payment, Mikol Makom, so therefore what? But Papa Amar Olam Malkus Mamish, my Bal Loka, Lo my Bal Loka, Lo Bal Eino Loka, Dik Amar Hakafraisa, Mamu de Meya Sala Ka Amar. Bal Loka. Oh, the second Braisa, it's in the second Braisa. Rabbi Huda says, Bal Loka, Lo Bal Eino Loka, that Loka over there is talking about money. If you pay, it's funny. It's difficult because in one brisa loka means actual malchus, and in the second brisa loka means money. So one way to answer it is either to turn the malchus into a malchus de rabbanon, and the second way is to turn the malchus into money. You have to figure out the stira. I don't know. I just say straight tanoi leave it over Yehuda. It's just as good as an answer, I think, than this. Okay, well we'll stop here by the tana rabbanon.
Loka and he has to give it. Why is he
bug? Let me look for a second.